the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And as always, it's great to be with all of you. And we'd like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is also the Mother of the Church. And Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, Mary is the spouse of St. Joseph, whose feast day we'll celebrate today. So one beautiful, beautiful graces, we pray, will come to us as we celebrate the feast day of St. Joseph, the husband of Mary. So let's pray the prayer that Mary loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's lift our gaze and our hearts to our spiritual director. And our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many, many wonderful titles. The Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of Our Souls. That's right. Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler or Counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as He's our Interior Master. In this sense, St. Paul says that we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba. Abba, which is Daddy or Father. So let's ask the Holy Spirit today to enlighten our minds with the light of truth, and to set our hearts on fire with love for God. So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Andres Beset, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And as always, I'd like to pray for all of you and place you on the altar. Place you on the altar in the greatest of all prayers. And the greatest of all prayers is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. No greater prayer than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And I'd like to offer these specific intentions. I'd like to pray, first of all, for all of us that, like Saint Joseph, we would be very open to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. And that we'd be very attentive to our guardian angel, as Saint Joseph was. That we would be very attentive to the workings of God's grace in our own souls, our own minds, our own lives. We might say this prayer, come Holy Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come Holy Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My second intention, I'd like to pray for your families. Today that we celebrate the great solemnity of Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary, he's also the patron of the families. I'd like to pray to Saint Joseph to place your families under the protection of great Saint Joseph. He guided and protected the Holy Family of Jesus and Mary. He was their protector. And he can protect our family too. Then I'd like to pray also for those who will be dying today. Very interesting that of all the different names that we have for Saint Joseph, or title for Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is also invoked, called upon as the patron of a holy and happy death. So let's pray for ourselves that we would have a holy and happy death. But also let's pray for those who will be dying today. Those who will be dying today, that they would die in the grace of God, that they would die in God's friendship, and therefore that they will be saved. So in honor of Saint Joseph today, I'd like to place all of those specific intentions on the altar. The greatest of all prayers in the world is the prayer of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. That's right, there's no greater prayer in the world than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So I'd like to place all of them on, all of you on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass in honor of the great Saint Joseph. So Saint Joseph is the greatest of all saints. In theology, you've heard these words, latria, and then you have hyperdulia, then you have protodulia and dulia. Latria is the cult that we give to God. We praise only the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Then dulia means veneration. We venerate of the others. Hyperdulia would be the highest veneration that we give to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Then after that we have protodulia. And what protodulia actually means is first in veneration. First in veneration would be good Saint Joseph. That's right, he's the first in veneration. And then dulia would be to the other saints. Liturgically, the Church celebrates good Saint Joseph on two days during the course of the year. May 1st, the Church celebrates Saint Joseph the Worker. Saint Joseph the Worker. So we turn to Saint Joseph also as patron of workers. But today, March 20th, normally Saint Joseph's solemnity is March 19th, but that fell on a Sunday in Lent, so it's been transferred to March 20th today. And we celebrate Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. It's interesting that it was Pope John the 23rd of happy memory that actually placed Saint Joseph in the canon of the Mass, in the first canon called the Roman Canon. But then Pope Francis, earlier in his pontificate, placed Saint Joseph in all of the Masses. So all the Masses that are celebrated throughout the world, the Church honors and mentions the great Saint Joseph. That's right. All of the Masses throughout the world, we mention the great Saint Joseph. So, Saint Joseph, we give him the title Protodulia, because of his great role in the Church. If you do read the Liturgy of the Hours, we have the first reading is taken from Hebrews, in which we have the Old Testament saints who are honored because of their great faith. And Saint Joseph was a man of great faith in God's designs. The second reading in the Liturgy of the Hours is taken from, he's a doctor of the Church, and his name is Saint Bernardine of Siena. Saint Bernardine of Siena, one of the doctors of the Church. And the short reading points out that when God calls anyone to carry out a specific mission. When God calls anyone to carry out a specific mission, then God will always give to that person the corresponding sufficient graces to be able to carry out that mission. For example, if you're married in the Church, you're given the grace to be faithful to your spouse and to be a good parent. I'm ordained priest, so I'm given the graces corresponding to holy orders, to preach the word of God I'm going to you, to celebrate the sacraments, and to be a good shepherd to the souls entrusted to me. Likewise, with the person of Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph was given a very exalted, sublime mission in the economy of salvation. Saint Joseph was given two specific missions in his vocation. First of all, Saint Joseph was called to be the husband or spouse of Mary, and that's the feast that we celebrate in honor of Saint Joseph in March. Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. So he's given the graces to be the best of all husbands. And as the church teaches, he loved and cherished Mary as his wife. But even more sublime mission was that Saint Joseph was chosen by God the Father to be the earthly father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's right. So he's given this double mission. Mission of being the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and being the foster father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Saint Joseph, what a great saint he is. And how we rejoice to be able to celebrate his feast day today. One of the saints that had devotion to Saint Joseph and really cultivated devotion to Saint Joseph is the first woman doctor of the church, proclaimed doctor of the church by Pope Paul VI. And this is Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa of Avila, a very great saint, a woman doctor of the church. She wrote in her classic called La Vida, her life, a couple of chapters in honor of Saint Joseph. She attributes her recovery from a very serious sickness to Saint Joseph. Then to honor Saint Joseph, when she established convents throughout Spain, in Madrid, Barcelona, Salamanca, Valencia, these different cities. She would always establish these convents, and she would name them in honor of San Jose, which is Saint Joseph. She went on to say that praying to other saints, they would help out. But Saint Joseph was always quickest in responding to her petition. Saint Joseph says, no saint closer to Jesus and Mary than to good Saint Joseph. So what a great saint he is. So I invite all of you in honor of Saint Joseph to pray to Saint Joseph today, but also to have a statue of Saint Joseph in your home or a picture of Saint Joseph. So you notice in my studio in the background I have a painting of Saint Joseph. It's Saint Joseph, see it there? Saint Joseph the Worker. He's there in the carpenter shop with his hammer. Jesus is there as a little child lifting up a huge nail, which of course is very symbolic. Have some picture or painting to honor Saint Joseph. Now, my friends, I really hate to do this, but I will be praying for all of you. I'll be praying for all of you because Saint Joseph is such a great saint that we as the Oblate community, Saint Joseph is a patron saint of the Oblates. So in about 7 minutes, we'll be having a concelebrated mass in honor of Saint Joseph. So what I'll do is I'll place all of you and your family intentions on the altar in the mass. I'll be concelebrating just in a few minutes. And I'd like to close with a beautiful prayer to Saint Joseph and to the Holy Family. You could pray it with me. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.